today and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He'll meet later with NATO defense ministers. His goal, more assistance from the West.
If we start now and follow the victory plan, we can end this war no later than next year.
The outcome of next month's U.S. election could have a major impact on the future of aid for Ukraine. Early in-person voting begins today in North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump attends the Al Smith Dinner in New York City. The Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, apologized to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He announced an $880 million payment to settle decades of allegations. Brings the total payout for lawsuits against L.A. to nearly $1.5 billion. And crowds gathered outside the Buenos Aires hotel where former One Direction member Liam Payne died at 31. He fell from a balcony. This is ABC News. More workers across the country are getting in a union mood.
It's the first time it's happened since Gerald Ford was in the White House. During Joe Biden's presidency, petitions to form unions have gone up rather than down.
It's not just a single industry. It's not even just, you know, certain regions of the country.
And Acting Labor Secretary Julie Su says it's because workers have noticed unions winning wage increases and other improvements.
I think that's giving people a sense of, hey, you know, I'd like a piece of that, too.
The Labor Department says roughly 10% of American workers now belong to unions, down from about 20% four decades ago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Took some extra work to pry out a 100-year-old time capsule at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. Crews had to drill through a foot and a half of concrete and limestone, the museum curator Christopher Warren.
It's exciting to open up things that human eyes have not had contact with for so many years.
There's also a bomb squad on hand because 1920s era film can be highly flammable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia Show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete Schwabba. Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
So you're going to look straight the whole show.
I'm going to look just like this the entire way.
Pinched nerve.
In my neck.
How do you do that?
I have zero idea. But last night, all through the entire night, I was going into my, because I was out of ice. That melts fast when you have it in your neck. Your neck must be really warm.
Well,
a bag of ice.
So is the room.
Yeah, but the neck must be really warm. So I was digging through. I got through my frozen vegetables. Okay?
Yeah.
Trying to lay
so
on that.
Okay.
And then I got
you refroze them?
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay.
Then I got down to a package of frozen fish.
You were laying on fish?
I was laying on fish.
frozen fish. And it went warm? Did it stink?
After what? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Because, you know, I also put that balm on.
Oh, that's heat?
That Nikki had gave me.
Oh, that's.
Smells real menthol-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smells good. Reminds you in high school when you get hurt in football and you'd have to sit in class and everybody's looking around like.
Right. Who is that?
Smells. Yeah.
So it was like.
I can't remember the name of the stuff. It wasn't Bengay, but it was, what was it?
Heat. It was heat.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It was called heat.
That was strong.
And that had a smell that was unlike any other.
I think they did that so people would know you're wearing heat. You know, I don't think it had to smell that strong. I think the marketing people are like, you know, how can our product stand out, you know, next to all this other stuff? And let's just make it. And people are like, oh, you got the heat on. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, everybody would know in the whole class if you had heat. Do they still sell that?
Don't know. I haven't, you know.
Mark Houston, if you're listening, do they still sell heat?
H-E-E-T. Yep. And I think there's might be a little bit of a, not a placebo, but psychologically, you smell that and you know it's working. You know what I like?
I do.
You know what I'm talking about? I think that's what they did. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know is I go to a personal trainer and she's like, you know, what are you looking for? I'm like, I don't want to be sore. So. After we work out, it's like 10 minutes.
I literally can't. This is how I move. I can't move my head.
Maybe we should get one of those white collars.
It's completely, I can't move my head. Oh, there it is.
That's the stuff. Is that still on the market?
It is. You can.
Triple action pain relieving formula. Three pain relievers provide hours of warming relief from arthritis, back, muscle, joint. I'm buying some.
And it's going to smell up your apartment.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
When did you become a South American drug lord?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Are you hiding it from us and sometimes it slips?
Why? No, I don't
those,
know. I have no idea what you're talking about. These?
No, the other, the gold ones. Are those yours?
Are those yours?
Put them on. Put them on.
Come on, Jim. Because I saw you when you walked in, too.
Why? What's wrong with these?
How are things in Bolivia? Just asking.
Jeez. Wow.
Yours are different too, though, John.
609.
Whatever they are, they're from the Dollar Tree. So I don't know. Those I just grab. Oh, yeah. Are these women's? Yeah,
they
women's.
Might be.
They're women's. Okay.
Those are totally.
That's why the two of you together. He's got Dollar Tree glasses. You've got
women's
Columbia.
Dollar Tree glasses.
Columbia and drug Columbia lord glasses.
Drug lord glasses.
What are these drug lord glasses? Uh-huh.
Just, are they brass? What are they? What color is that? Is that gold? Brass?
I'm not saying. It says gold brown on the side. 5517-142 gold brown.
I'm not saying every drug lord wears those glasses, okay? But
but what?
Every drug lord I've seen does wear those glasses.
It's part of the Halloween costume you yeah, get yeah. every year.
What are you?
Wow.
A Cuban drug lord. What about it?
Okay. How did you pinch the nerve? Do you know?
No idea.
And did
Zero.
It happen yesterday or while you were sleeping?
Woke up with it yesterday.
Oh.
Not this bad. Then last night, you know, things, why is it at night things hit worse? It's like, does your body relax to a point where something happens?
There's nothing else on your mind. You start focusing it.
Maybe. But literally, I'm not kidding. I was up till about 4, then I slept to like 5, and then you want to sleep for the next 8 hours. But it's just, I mean, I'm not joking about everything in my freezer. And the I'll be honest with you, the frozen haddock seemed to do the best job. They're shaped in the right way.
There you go.
And I think laying on them for a while, it kind of got a curvature.
Okay, you
my neck
right, they
fit in there nicely.
Unlike the peas and carrots, halibut formed to your neck.
Halibut was great.
Okay.
So I put them back in the freezer.
That guy that. So I'm going to know if that was a good idea.
Well, they're gonna be, I'm just going to reuse them again. I'm not going to eat them. I'm just okay. And that's why I put the vegetables back. I'm not going to eat them. I just want to keep them frozen.
You know what they make, John?
What?
Ice packs. I have a
yeah,
ton
at
of
2 in the morning, where should I go to get an ice
you
pack?
You should have one in your freezer.
No, well, I do. It's called haddock. I'm just saying.
And
bird's eye vegetables.
I've have those. One that's just the ice, but the other ones that those freeze packs that are gel.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice.
That's exactly what I need because I can put it right around this.
I will say that I was at something. Maybe it was the marathon. They gave them away.
Really?
Gave them away. Yeah, those are
wow.
worth like, what, $10? So, yeah, I got a few of those.
Those are nice.
Yeah. And then I was telling Todd, I was telling John, I have a, I forgot what they're called, but they're like those massagers. You can put them on different parts of your body and different, and then they have different settings you can do. And some are more like direct and other ones are more like massagey. So I can bring that.
Yeah, no disrespect. I appreciate that.
Well,
I don't want to tell people I just borrowed a massager from Jim. It's going to be...
While wearing those glasses.
Yeah. Those glasses.
All right, all right.
And
all right,
if
right,
he tells right. me he bought it at a mayor's convention. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm
just
good. I'm good.
Offering, I wanna...
I'm good. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
So you didn't sleep well.
Oh, you can't with this.
No.
You can't.
And I was telling you, I told Todd when I got here, I got up very early because I was making lunch for my mom.
Oh, that's right. Is she coming in today?
Yes.
In here to the studio?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
You'll be gone. So.
I'll be gone.
Yeah. She's coming at like 9:30.
Why? Why doesn't she come in at like 8:45?
I don't know. I'll call her.
I'd love to meet her.
She's
absolutely.
Coming.
Well, I mean, I met her. I met her at the
at my dad's
ceremony.
Yeah.
But she could say hi. And
yeah. People would love to see her.
She doesn't know Todd. That's true. You haven't met my mom.
No.
Have you? Yes. No.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I only met her fleetingly.
She'd like to meet. All right. I'll send her.
I think that'd be great. Who's bringing her?
My sister and brother-in-law that live in Illinois. And you know, it's weird. It's too bad. You know, here we are at our age. We got to work harder at this. But they live in Illinois. I haven't seen them in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Huh? That's the way it is.
It is. I mean, she's busy. I'm busy. But
it's the way it is.
Anyway, all so right. There. I'm stepping over.
Got text here. When I saw this last night, too, I thought I'd throw this one at you. So somebody jumped the gun for me here. But the Green Bay Packers and City of Green Bay can't seem to come up with a lease deal. Jim?
He just looked at me like, I'm not saying a word.
I just like, why'd you live?
Have you ever been this vocal on both sides and this open about it?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
One thing.
I've thrown it to you to do one thing. Give both sides.
Yep.
If you're on that side or on this side, go ahead, give both.
You know,
you see it. How they see it.
Met with Aaron Popke, met with the mayor. Rule number one, don't negotiate through the press. This is not good. It's not good for anybody because then you got to win through the press and then... With the press, there's never, it's a win-win. It's always there's winners and losers. So I think it got off to a bad start. I will say that. Why Eric or Aaron, I don't know why one of them went to the press. I think that was a mistake. But whatever, it's out there right now. I know that lease pretty well. I got a copy of it at home. which I think it's a public document. There's a lot to it. And, you know, there's these escalating things and it goes to 2032, but you can amend it. You know, it's like a contract, right? You can amend it if you both agree to amend it.
Sure.
And that's what they're looking to do. And
why?
Why? I think that's a really good question. I don't know that the revenue is going to be there from the lease to maintain what is built out there. So they...
So they're looking way down the road with that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're looking way down the road.
Because doesn't it go for another, what, 5 or 10 years or something?
Yeah, 32. Okay. There's a little bit more to it than that.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, they need to work on that. This is what needs to happen with stuff like this. Either you got to send in two people like that are empowered, you know, like the chief of staff and I don't know who it would be, probably Aaron.
As arbitrators?
And work on a deal.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Or else, because if you send in the two owners, like Ed Policy and Eric, that could be a walkaway thing, and you don't want that.
Right, right, right.
You know how some of us at the executive level might have a little temper?
Well, Brett, you know what? I mean, that's what happened with, I talked to some people, but what actually happened when Brett Favre came back?
Right.
And it's like they sat in the room, and it came to the opinion of, you know what? We can't work together.
Right.
We're past mending fences.
Right. Whereas had you had the representatives in, they were like, you guys, this can't happen, or else I'm going to lose my job.
Well, I will say this. With Favre, it wouldn't have helped if he had Bus Cook.
Well, no, that guy wasn't he a problem?
Oh, he was the one that constantly, when they drafted
Aaron. The big leak?
Oh, yeah, big, huge.
Yeah.
But when he was in Aaron Rodgers' book, it talks about the minute they drafted Aaron Rodgers, Ted Thompson, or I forget who it was, their phone went off. It was Buzz Cook. It was like, what the bleep?
Yeah.
Just ripped him for that, up one side, down the other.
Yeah.
He was the one that always wanted Favre to have special privileges. You know, Brett shouldn't have to be with the other players in the locker room.
Really?
He shouldn't have to interact with them. He should have his own place. Oh, yeah. That was the big story going around that Buzz was pulling. It's all in that book. I'm getting that from the book.
This lease thing needs to go away. And the only way it's not going to go away. It's a huge lease. It needs to get out of the press for it to really, really get done. And now, and look, I'm not involved in this at all. I talked to both of them. And I'm like, you guys need to get together. And did get off on the wrong foot. I want to say that. And I told both those people that. But now they're engaging the stadium board, which is, you know, 7 members, right? 3 from the county, 3 from the city, and 1 from Ashwaubenon. You know, I was on the stadium board for years when we started building that thing. That's just 7 more people, and some of those people like the media. So then you get to this leak stuff, and that's not healthy either.
Yeah. That does happen in that world, huh?
So I don't know. I think there's 2 really quality people that I would put in a room and say, work something out, and then come back here and I'll
sign Jim, it. Did you ever intentionally leak something in the media to get your way on something?
No, not leak. No, this is, but we had leaks in closed session, and they had that in Stevens Point and Lacrosse. And if you got found out, you got a $50 fine, which can be a lot. Or maybe it was a $100 fine.
Let me ask this quick question related to that, though.
I got something on leak.
But sometimes, would you think about having a leak, that where it's like, oh, no, we had a leak, but you're okay? Because to get a sense, almost a litmus test to see what the reaction is on an early project.
So would I like approve a leak?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. First bell on a Thursday.
We'll get back.
Did you order the code red? You damn right I did. We gotta set a quick break. Back after this.
It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high treetop. There's a flagpole rack and the wind won't stop.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax.
on everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here on Tuesday morning on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Nice morning out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mid-October morning.
Oh, this week is
no wind.
Awesome. And I asked you, but I forgot what you told. Are you going to the game?
No.
This is a good game to go to.
I mean, why?
They're going to win. It's going to be 71 degrees.
That's beautiful.
It's going to be awesome. And it's a noon game, so it's not. Oh.
Yeah, I love noon games.
Somebody asked me yesterday.
I love it when you can wake up and, okay, the pregame shows. I'm sorry. I'm getting too old. These pregame shows are bad. I'm sorry. I try to watch the Fox one. That's all they do is talk over each other the entire time. Yeah. And I know you and I can do that. We're two people. They have six.
Yeah.
They have six talking over each other.
We don't
the whole
talk
time.
Over each other. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know. I would agree.
It's so, why?
Yeah. Something sports related I was going to bring up, talk to you about this. Are you surprised, because I am, that Tom Brady is part owner of
Raiders?
Of all the teams,
I know.
32 teams, and you can't buy into us, but
with that Al Davis family?
Right.
Totally the opposite of what you'd think.
And just the whole city isn't him. I mean, he's got this like altar boy image.
Yeah.
I think he is a really good person. You've met the Davises, right? When they're in town?
Al Davis, I've met. Weird guy.
He was a kid.
Weird guy. Weirdest looking kid. I get a kick out. This has happened.
I'm sure he'll appreciate.
Well, come on.
But that family is.
You know
what
he looks
like?
You know what he looks like? You wouldn't get this reference, but he looks like, what's his name from Dumb and Dumber, Todd?
Which one?
The guy that became the big time actor.
Drew Carey? Or the other guy?
Yeah. The other guy.
Yeah.
With the buck teeth?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
No. Yes.
It's incredible.
I haven't seen that, but.
Oh, yeah.
He's a weird looking dude.
Oh, yeah. You know what I get a kick
about? But just a weird family.
Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels. Yeah. Yep.
When they come here, you know, and it would be Mrs. Davis, Al Davis, and that weird kid. Three different jets.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Got a text here. The glam band is playing after the game. There's another text.
Oh, good. Todd, well, I might go now. No, I gave my ticket away. Some guy called me yesterday. I'm like,
Todd, get the here. Good thing Carrie isn't bringing Joey the Penguin in today. He'd be all over you, Johnny.
Yeah.
That's for me sleeping on frozen haddock.
Yeah, he wouldn't like that. That's his eating his dinner.
I think Joey, I hate to say this, I think he's got dysentery.
Yeah,
he got a little excited here after eating the smelt.
First of all,
what happened?
Four times. We had to clean up four. Oh. We had four cleanups
in aisle four.
Yeah. Four of them. Four times.
You know what? I'm not surprised.
But he fed them like you can't believe.
That's what I was going to say. She brought in like this
I saw.
Bucket of shrimp, I mean, of smelt. And You know what? I was even going to say, you know, that's a lot for that. That bird was only, what, 10
I mean, he
pounds?
Wasn't even swallowing his. Right. Open, just, yeah. Take it. Like, open it. Take, yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you high?
Yeah. I mean,
he's just eating so fast. I was like, yeah, chill.
Put those glasses on when you say
that, Jim. He just said he thought about asking a penguin if he was high.
He had the munchies.
Okay. Yeah, he
was
did.
Just going at it. But
he was.
Yeah, he ate too fast. And then he stopped
yeah,
eating.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I agree.
It, so
I agree.
It was like a little kid. It's like, okay, shouldn't have done that. And
yeah.
I there's just not a lot of what I'm looking for, like bread and stuff. And it was all smelt. You know,
it was
just
smelt.
Runny stuff. It was
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
we saw it again.
Came right back. Okay, yeah, we did.
Over our desk. Okay. Four times. Anyway, that's that. But those, I want to get a picture of that.
I want to get Carrie here as often as possible. She's just awesome to bring in and what the care she has for those animals and rescuing animals. It's unbelievable. She's incredible, just incredible. And that TV show they had, I thought was, I told you that story. It's a really tragic story. And I was mentioning it a little bit here yesterday with Brian Aish about, had that group of guys, Army guys, infantry over in Iraq, and they would watch her show, My Life is Zoo, a religious, I mean, they would literally, they've threatened guys to leave.
Turn it back.
And only one of them, they vowed they were going to come back and volunteer there for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And only one made it back.
Oh.
Yeah. There is.
There's that guy.
Now, find me Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber.
We got a text from somebody who said, who cuts his hair, and it's a picture of that
That's
guy.
Exactly.
Right. Do our listeners see that?
Yes. Well, they do not see this, but I can try and throw it up on the...
I think most people know him, right?
Yeah, so he's got this really hot new wife, okay?
I know.
Really, you know what?
It has nothing to do with his money.
And of course, you know what she said? I had no idea who he was.
Oh, God.
No, because that guy can walk you to a bar and every hot woman in the place is all over him, not knowing who he is or what he does. I mean, he could come out and say, I work for, aluminum siding company.
Yeah. And then we'd say, okay, yeah, you look like that guy.
And he would walk in a bar and chicks would be all over him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But when I read that, I was really surprised, Tom Brady, because isn't there opportunities with the Titans and
can you name, other than the Packers, can you name a franchise of Tom Brady called and said, hey, can I be involved with you guys for the rest of my life?
Right. And
who would turn him down?
Take some ownership? And would you give up? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you got controlling interest, who cares? Right.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just really surprised
he
took the Raiders.
Me too. You know what, though, too? We're talking about, I'm a sportscaster, so we cast stones at each other, whatever. I don't think he's that good as a commentator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
So I don't like Tom Brady for a lot of reasons, just because he was a good quarterback. And
right.
I hate people who, are that good and I'm not, but that's just true. I always want to give people that come into that industry a chance.
Absolutely.
Right?
Nothing special.
Mm-mm.
For, was it $18 million a year?
Yeah.
Nothing special. I don't know what you're expecting, what we're expecting, but just, I don't know.
He's Tom Brady.
That's what I mean.
He should have some real insight that blows your mind.
And not only that, but Phil Mushnick, he's a writer. He's a critic in the New York Post. Just vicious.
He would have to be with a last name like
right?
Vicious.
Mushnick's here. Yeah, wow.
But he was talking even like the Tony Romo and thing. So to be paid the amount of money they're made, and even Troy Aikman, I mean, like, $1.5 million per game and things like that. It's like, as a viewer, would you say, I'm not watching that game because Troy Aikman's not doing it?
Yeah.
Wait, why do they throw this money at these guys? They don't bring in. If you got a great game, you got the Packers and the Vikings, you think it matters who's doing the game?
Nope.
Everybody's going to watch no matter what.
Well, why do we pay him so much?
I don't. That's what I mean. That's what he was saying. Why do you people? And he goes, that's just another example of the gluttony of the money in professional sports and the people involved with professional sports with the networks.
$1.5 million a game.
And then they'll still.
Honey, I'll be right home.
And then they still have to do those things where it's like, okay, this could be on, what is it, Prime or whatever, and you have to pay an extra $7. It's like, really? You haven't taken enough from us, the diehard. You got to get another $7 out of us?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I agree. I don't know what's on. That's crazy. And I told my wife, I said, someday we're going to pay for every NFL game.
Oh, not even a question.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Which is too bad because we're the ones who made them who they are.
You're.
Don't. I know what you were going to say. Yeah.
Have fun in the ivory tower. We got to set our break back after this. Day is long, and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough,
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Looks like enrollment in the state's Farmland Preservation Program is higher this year. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Why are the numbers up and by how much? Well, I've got that next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Wednesday Coy is the Farmland Preservation Program Manager at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She said so far they've seen more than 2,000 acres enter the program since last year, much of the interest due to the increased incentives the state legislature passed in December 2023. She says the program's now attracting some new geographic interest.
We've also seen an increased number of folks interested in signing up for a farmland preservation agreement. We had about 30 this year come forward and put in an application, which is great because that shows that people are interested in participating in this program. And the feedback we've heard from them is that they really like that they can have a 10-year agreement versus a 15-year agreement, although we have had a couple of those landowners request to have a higher agreement length and go back to that 15 years. So that's been really good.
Wednesday Coy with the Farmland Preservation Program at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says a new region they're seeing interest from is the Northwoods. She said the increase is likely because more farms are viable for the Farmland Preservation Program under recent changes.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And October is National Firewood Awareness Month. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says firewood can harbor tree-killing pests and diseases. So they remind people, buy firewood near where you'll burn it. Buy certified firewood, look for the state or federal seal, and gather firewood on site when permitted. More on that available at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Have you ever loved?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got a big show today. We got Dan Van Lannen coming in. He's a chief investigator for Hobart Police. And I want to talk just about the great, great tradition his family has for law enforcement over the years, and his father, who just passed away, was a wonderful, wonderful officer and a judge in the area.
And I sent him a text. I want him to talk a little bit about careers, too, because with that history of law enforcement, everybody thinks, well, you become a cop, you're a cop. No, there's some unbelievable avenues.
Security afterwards and stuff, yeah.
Well, after, but even within that, right? The detective, you can become chief. There's so many different divisions within the police department, and go to the FBI Academy. I mean, you can move up. And
I wanted to go to the FBI Academy.
That's
I used to buy books in the FBI. It was great. It was I loved it. I wanted. I used to watch the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Oh yeah,
the FBI starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Loved that show. I wanted to be an FBI guy, but I at some point early on, well, I told you I applied for the CIA too.
Yeah, I don't know if you're talking. Where you would get in? The FBI has it's kind of like IBM. I mean, there's a not that you can look at someone and say you're with the FBI, but like
certain look. I don't have a look.
That would be discrimination. But I think there's certain characteristics you have to have to get in the FBI.
Tall, so. Thin, and or as I call it, the real conservative haircut.
Yeah. You're Italian. You'd never get in.
I'd never get in.
Here's your show.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was intense, man. Wow. It was intense.
Wow.
Yeah. Were these based on actual?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The two shows that were great shows that were based on true things, the FBI and Dragnet.
I didn't know Dragnet was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The perpetrator went to court, was convicted, and is now serving 8 to 10 years in Folsom Prison. Oh, at the end of the show, that
they
was
did,
awesome.
That's right.
They oh, yeah.
Do that. I don't know that I ever made the connection.
Joe Friday?
Everybody's watched that.
And Henry Morgan?
Yeah.
Who was awesome. You know, Harry Morgan had a nice career. When I'd come home from, like, kindergarten, there'd be one show on before soap opera started, which I still think are the most evil things ever. I despise soap operas so much. It's mind-boggling. But anyway, he would be in a show called Pete and Tilly. Okay? So then he went from there to Dragnet, from Dragnet to MASH.
Yeah.
How is that for a career?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good career.
And I heard he liked his beverages.
Oh, really?
He lived outside of L.A., like in a ranch area. And I guess there's a place he would go to every day and just pound it. That's just what I've heard.
That's all right.
I'm not trying to throw out disparaging things.
Stress.
It's just what I heard. I got a buddy that was a reporter in Los Angeles.
Stress.
Yes.
It's stress, honey.
Today is Women in Military Service Day. Very, wow. Very, very, very honorable day. God bless you all the women I know that have served and continue to serve. The other night when I was at the veterans Operation Song, and a great friend of mine, and I've known her for years and years and years, so I've seen her daughter grow up and everything, and she is now a medic. She is now an infantry medic in the 127 National Guard.
Wow.
It's like, wow. These people we used to know as kids, they're now the ones wearing the uniforms and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And
amazing.
She is a medic in the... I mean, I think that's just awesome.
It is.
Just
it
awesome.
It is.
Today is Harry Potter Book Day.
Let me guess. You're an avid... Yeah. Did you read it all?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you?
Are you kidding?
I couldn't get into it. My kids, everybody was reading Dom that. That was such...
You can call Dom right now and ask him about a character, happened to so-and-so, and he will tell you, boom.
So-and-so.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
They're saying that brought... back like reading, like that was
I believe it.
It was unbelievable how it.
Yeah.
Parents and kids just couldn't wait for the next book to come out. And like, and they'd read it like, oh my gosh, they're excited, sitting on the couch reading it. And did you read it?
No.
Did you attempt to read it?
No.
Oh, just
I saw one of the movies.
Yeah, I watched the movies and it was fine.
Watch the movies.
We have a friend who's in radio, and when he found out that one of the main characters died, and he's our age. He was like all teared up and stuff.
There have been a bunch of them like in the last couple of years from that cast.
When the character actually died in the book.
In the movie or in the book.
In the book. Okay. He's like, oh my God. You know,
so what's his name? What's the guy's name who looked like a young version of Al Davis's son? Ron.
Ron Weasley?
Ron.
Yeah.
He hooked up with, what's her name?
Hermione.
Hermione.
Yeah.
He overachieved on that. He outpunted his coverage.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
Money yet, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
sure
saying.
She would have taken him if he was an aluminum.
Siding salesman? You know where I get that from? There's a movie called Tin Men with Danny DeVito years ago. And they're all aluminum siding salesmen.
That used to be a thing.
That was a thing.
That was a thing in the 70s.
And you know what they would do? And it was...
Really? Aluminum? Yeah, yeah, put it right over your house.
This was based in the 1960s, okay? In like wherever. And what they would do is they would show up at a house and they'd start setting up cameras and stuff like that. And somebody would come out. They're like, what are you doing? I said, well, we just... we work for the aluminum siding saying, and we're taking pictures of houses that we think are so gorgeous that we want to use them for advertisement after we do the aluminum siding. And we're Life Magazine has talked to us. Really, Life Magazine? Yeah. Would you be interested? Well, we're not even talking. He goes, okay, because you know, you'd be on Life Magazine and so on. So, well, let me talk to my husband. And that's how they'd get their
deals. Wow.
They would never take the pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that
it's a great Barbara Hershey, Danny DeVito, Richard Dreyfuss about 1986. Tin Men, good movie.
Aluminum siding was a good thing. That was a good invention because my dad.
You were hoity-toity if you had aluminum siding.
Well, and it was everybody. Well, we sold a ton of that stuff because you didn't have to paint.
Yeah.
Insulation.
Forever.
It was forever.
It was that era's vinyl. You know, now vinyl is vinyl.
Yeah, but vinyl would get cold. It would crack. I mean, you could sell against vinyl. I could sell against vinyl.
Really?
But I could sell vinyl too because it's cheaper. But
How could you sell against vinyl on a house?
It cracks.
No, it doesn't.
It fades.
Nah. All you got to do is power wash it.
Okay, you got to power wash aluminum too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the aluminum would maybe dent.
Maybe. Always.
Yeah. Throw a baseball against it.
Yeah.
And it dents. Yeah. Boom.
But you lean aluminum, against it too hard. Yeah, boom.
It dents.
The aluminum cracks.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, the aluminum.
I rented vinyl. I rented a place when I first came to Green Bay. Rented
I don't think
a duplex.
Vinyl looks, well, and I
it had a vinyl garage. And I would practice hitting little plastic golf balls, little wiffle balls that go with the holes against that garage until we were literally going to move out. And the guy says, John, can I ask you about the garage? Oh my God, clean it out. All good to go. He goes, yeah, all these little marks. And there had to be 500 of them.
Wow.
And I hadn't realized it. Maybe the sun had been hitting it a different way or anything. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No vinyl's good. I'm sure that was a funny movie because there was a lot of people didn't really need it, you know?
It was
nice. It was a convenience.
Right.
Expensive convenience, but...
But they were the cool people on the block.
Right.
Yeah, if you had it.
That's cool.
Today's also pasta day. You can't beat pasta. I can eat pasta for almost every meal. Yeah. Seafood pasta, any kind of pasta. We used to have a thing called pasta fuzzu. It was phenomenal.
I was telling Con
pasta with roast beef.
Were you... No, you weren't here on Monday. On Sunday, I made pasta with shrimp because I have so much shrimp.
Yeah, I love shrimp with pasta. I love shrimp with everything.
Then I put the veggies in, you know,
yeah,
peas, some corn, and then a lot of basil sauce.
I mean, no disrespect, but it's an easy food to cook. You know what I mean?
Because it's very easy.
It does
you
it
throw
it
that
itself,
on?
Yeah,
it does.
It takes care of itself.
It does. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But yes, pasta day, and I mean that's everything, right? That's lasagna. There's
you know
so
what
much.
Never seemed to go. I like it when you're at a buffet and they've got a pasta bar.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Those are good.
You don't see those very often, but I like those.
I wonder why we don't see those more often, because
that's what I mean.
It's inexpensive.
Totally inexpensive.
I mean,
and everybody loves pasta.
And then you just get through
whatever
four
seasoning
different
sauces.
You want. Yeah. Right.
I agree. Eminem is 52. He's still in the business, Todd?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
So I was one of the first people to ever interview Eminem.
I remember
Eminem,
you told me that story, yeah.
And he didn't show up because he went to see the new Star Wars movie.
I remember
so he came in and he said, the one thing you can't talk to me about is my mom because I'm in legal battles with her.
Oh.
And he showed up to the station 3 hours late. So the first question I asked him is, how's your mom?
Oh, no. You're kidding.
And he got a little ticked off at me. I don't know.
Wow.
That's funny. Whatever.
Eminem. Wow.
I actually like him. I like his.
Who is it?
He's
singer
a rapper.
Eminem?
He's a rapper.
White rapper. The big
thought,
movie.
I've never seen it written like
Five
that.
Mile Road.
I would have guessed Eminem like the candy.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slim
Shady, whole thing. He had some songs I liked.
Yeah.
But some went really, really dark. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What was the song? Dear Slim, you're too big to come and talk to me. I stood outside for 4 hours. My nephew stood out there and freezing weather for 4 hours and you were too cool to give him an autograph. Well, bleep you. Remember that?
There was also
Love
one like,
Stan. It was signed Stan.
Oh, that's right. That's the name of
the
song.
The name of the song is Stan.
Yep.
Who was he picking on?
It was this really crazy fan who wouldn't leave him alone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy ended up killing his wife because of it. I'm just being that's hey Todd?
Yeah.
That's the
not dark.
No, that's the, that's what I mean. Really, really, really dark he went. Ziggy Marley is 56. Mike Judge is 60. Who's Mike Judge?
He King of the Hill. And also Beavis and Butthead. He created those. Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh. He's got $1 billion then.
You think so?
Those people make so much money on those cartoons.
Yeah. They don't have to pay anybody.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, you pay the voice people and you don't have to hire a set. You don't have to.
He was one of the voice people?
He created Beavis and Butthead and also King of the Hill. He might be one of the voice people.
Who
is
it? Seth MacFarlane. He's made $1 billion.
Well, he deserves every penny of that. Seth MacFarlane deserves. I know he got he got a $300 million deal when he got going, and they interviewed him. He goes, yeah, that's a lot of money. He's that guy, the creativity, his voice, that's all him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Plus, you like him because he's a singer and song dancer and all that kind of stuff, too,
is,
right?
I didn't know he did that.
He did, yeah.
I would love to meet him. That guy is, like, he's so creative, and he's not, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not hesitant to do anything.
Oh, yeah. But he, there's a movie that was just, got like one star, terrible, and I've watched it four times probably when it's on, and I laugh every time at certain things. Lines in your A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah. Is that his?
Yeah. Stars in it. There are some really funny things about it. I'm trying to go to the outhouse to bleep.
Oh, man.
Okay, there's rattlesnakes there. There's so-and-so here.
Yeah. I mean, Charlize Theron was in that.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris,
yes.
Liam Neeson,
yes.
Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
It's a big cast.
Huge names. Huge names. Another guy, you know who else in there? He's a guy that shows up in a lot of movies, and nobody really knows his name. He played the part of the medic in Saving Private Ryan, who ended up getting shot by the Germans. Do you remember that? Ribio somebody?
Oh, yeah. Not Giovanni Ribisi?
Yes. He's one of the, nobody knows his names, but he pops up in movies all the time. You'd know him from seeing him. But, yeah. Alan Jackson, 66, and George Wendt, Norm, 76.
You don't know Norm?
No.
Cheers?
No. Oh! Norm!
Which one is he?
He is George Wendt.
He's 76.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who made a lot of money? Who's worth a lot of money? Cliff.
Like really? Like, Cliff Clavin?
Like,
yeah, outside of the business, though, right?
$80 million.
Doing what?
He's just one of the wealthier. Because some of those guys, I mean, they all get paid pretty well. But I mean,
did he become?
He made that's a significant amount of money.
Because you know who did something like that and then had and then died, had a national TV show on like the Financial Network or whatever, was from MASH, the original Hawkeye's buddy from MASH, Trapper John.
Yeah,
he made crap loads. He then had a show, stocks investing.
Oh, wow.
One of those shows. He was huge into that and made a lot of money.
And way, way, way back in the day, My Three Sons, Fred McMurray,
yeah,
he made all his money in real estate.
They were saying he was the richest guy in Los Angeles.
I mean, he'd get out there, this is going to happen. Beverly Hills,
you're right.
So John Ratzenberger, also involvement in nearly every single Pixar movie, and a quick cameo in Star Wars Episode 5. He has a box office total unbelievable just because of all these other things that he's involved with.
Man, if I had stayed in acting.
I know.
If I had stayed in acting.
Should have. I know. But you wouldn't be here, John.
Yeah. Actually, I saw a thing. Where did I see a thing on Facebook? They're asking for people, for extras, for a movie they're shooting in Green Bay. It's set in like the 1880s. And then people of all ages and everything.
Oh, see, I would have been, had that happened when I was in office, I would have been like Oscar Goodman. I told you that. He's the mayor of Vegas.
No.
Right in the contract, he has to have a cameo.
Really?
Right in the contract. You looked at all those, what was it, Chen, the guy that did a lot of movies in Vegas? Every movie that's been filmed in Las Vegas during his tenure, he's in it.
Really?
Yep.
Just for ego-wise?
Yep. He wrote that. He thinks it's really funny. He gives talks about it. People are like, really? He's like, really?
Wow.
We got a text. Don't disrespect Stan. That's my jam.
Well, do me a favor. Stop listening to us and move away.
No.
If that's your jam, I'm scared. We got to set a quick break. Kristen Ambrose will be joining us. Joe Moss and Sean Katzenbeck. Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back after this. Always the same. It's
just a shame, and that's all. I could leave, but I won't go.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer comes up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Right on the Mayor here on Tuesday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. You can text us at the Civic Media app. Also, hurricane relief is still a big thing. Can you check out civicmedia.us/HELP? civicmedia.us/help. So please help up with that. We still want to, I got to get a hold of Mike, our boy Mike that went down to help out with the Red Cross. How long was he going to be? 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So, you know what? Guy like him, they probably had him hold over. You know what I mean? Because there's some people, like anything, right? There's like, what, 20% of people that do all the work? And I bet he's one of them.
Can you, I'll tell you what. I mean, we had, of course, Ben and Deanna Malcor in here the other day.
Right.
And they went down to check on their thing. Can you imagine a more... where your heart's in your throat when you're driving up to see if your cabin, your house is still there?
Yeah. There was a, I don't know, it's a media station went with the guy.
To see?
Yeah. I wouldn't have anybody come with me.
No. My gosh, no. Oh, my gosh, no. That'd be the worst.
I know. I think it was a tease, you know, come along with the camera.
Maybe he had already seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, to come back to that, because you don't know, and you hear all these reports, you hear, think of the worst, and you get back there. Can you imagine, though, if you wouldn't want to go back with your neighbor, because, like, if his house is toast and yours is good.
I know,
you
know I know.
How do you react to
I
that?
I know. Hey, I'm glad I picked this lot when I did.
Funny one. We looked at buying our lot.
We looked at that lot.
It's just, I had a feeling.
It just didn't seem lucky, your lot. You get that aura sometimes. Yeah. Just that certain something. Yeah, it just came down on us.
It didn't feel right, and here it is.
We know it's only 50 feet, but still, there was something there.
But bad it's vibe. Amazing. Like,
or like when I did sell my house that time, cash deal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And the feng shui,
or
whatever, wasn't on, right? Because the sun wasn't coming up. It wasn't directly east, and the sun wasn't coming up exactly the way they thought it was. So they got there at 6 in the morning and stood outside to see where the sun is. Cash! Like writing out a check and handing it to me. Full price.
You got this bright light shining in. Yeah, that's the sun. You can't. It doesn't look like it.
But had I known, I would have. I would have done some things.
Anyway, that was interesting having them on about real estate. And I was telling them and you, there is a couple houses that are on the market.
I know. I got to be honest with you.
So. It's good news, I think.
So I went through Menominee the other day, Menominee, Michigan.
Yep.
There is a little place just outside of town for sale that needs a lot of work. I want to buy that place, live in Menominee.
It's a long commute.
Well, I just think of that. Todd does it. Todd does Oshkosh. Pete Schwabe does Menominee. Amanda does Manitowoc.
Well, that is true.
So, I mean, people drive a long way for this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I could do it.
Maybe we could. Is it
gas is cheap up there. I told you that one was $2.75. That one gas station.
Today, a lot of people work from home.
Yeah.
Now, our next guest couldn't work from home because he's a police officer. That you can't do. But, I mean, there's so many jobs today that you could.
Well, that's
so
right. Todd, could you hook me up there right. with a stream? And I could sit there on the blizzard days?
Sure. Okay. Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Sure. Make sure you, wear clothes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, can't do
or a robe.
Yeah. I mean, robe is fine as long as your pants are hanging up on a hanger in the back.
Right behind
right? Your slacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could work that out.
Okay. I like it. Okay. I like it a lot. What?
It's in Michigan?
Yeah.
How far in Michigan, though?
Across the border.
Just right across?
Just this side, yeah.
How much land?
Just a yard type thing, looks like.
Well, how are we going to grow?
What? There's a lot of competition for that up there.
I don't mind competition.
Oh, my goodness. Great. You'll have to put all your marketing skills together if you want to sell marijuana in Menominee, Michigan. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you.
Jim is very certain that he can pull that off.
He'll find a niche.
I am.
He'll find a niche.
I will. Might have to partner with another company. I'll figure something out.
Buds ours, and linen.
There will be a line for ours.
Okay.
I'm telling you, people are going to be like, these guys, I don't know what they're doing, but it's going to be like Breaking Bad.
Well, I will
it's
say this.
Be the best.
I will
it's
say this.
It's going to look cool. It's going to be a little bluer than everybody else.
If you show up at one of those shops,
I'm not going
to. Wearing those glasses, and you speak, hello, how are you doing? How are you doing? My name is Jimenez, and I'm from Colombia. I feel like I'm going to start up a little place down the block. I hope you don't have a problem with this. What do you think?
No, it's this is the purest
you'll find. You know what?
That,
what do you sell here? That's crap.
That's what we'll do. It'll be the best.
Yeah.
And it'll be a little higher price, but
you sell gummies.
It is
that's
so
laughable. Ha!
Right.
Just so you know, all the Colombian drug lords listening right now, we're not making fun
no,
of you.
No, we're not. No, we are not. No, we are not. No, we are not. Everybody,
we got Chopper here.
We love everybody in Bogota. We have a lot of fans there. A lot of fans.
But you know,
I want your name to be Jesus, but call yourself Jesus. Like in the Big Lebowski, you know? You don't bleep with Jesus. I bleep you on Monday. I bleep you on Tuesday. I bleep you on Wednesday. You pull a piece on me. Ha! That's laughable, man. I stick it up your bleep and pull the trigger until it goes click.
Oh, man.
Okay. You gotta do it, man. The whole scene from the Big Lebowski. Yeah.
We definitely have to get a picture of you two in your special glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm telling you, and what we're going to do with this little business we're going to start up there, we're going to use that in teaching and tell, start a business, new industry. It's like back in the 20s, so actually early in that, when the cars came out.
You know, back in Prohibition when people would.
Right, right. 20s.
Said my grandma, who spent 2 years in prison?
Yeah, that's crazy that this country said, you know
it was to ridiculous.
Ban it. I mean, that's.
I'm going to find that. Dom
free, you go to this free country, right?
Yeah.
Come over here, you work hard.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what?
Well, yes, that's
right. It's not like you Irish or Italians or Germans. Everybody drank. It wasn't like it was like a very small group.
It was part of their heritage.
Right.
They made their own wine. They drank wine with every meal.
Right.
And the grappa was for special occasions.
Right. Well,
like if you're having a good day or a bad day.
And just this.
Or an okay day.
Think of. Yeah, I just.
But they weren't drunks at all. Not in the slightest. And it was just people wanted stuff. Dom went up to Marquette and he found the court records. I'll show you. Part of it was because she had too much copper tubing and a lot of stuff. It's almost like paraphernalia. We'll be back. We had Chopper joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And